Blog Talk Radio.
No!
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mokuneneke shekaneneke. Ukuneneneke shekaneneke. Father, we cover ourselves and our families. Ekoneneke she. Our possessions with the blood of Jesus. Let your fire, O God, surround and protect us, our lives from all destruction, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let the angel of the Lord encamp around us and protect us, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let your glory be our covering and protect our back. In the name of Jesus, hold us up, and we will be safe, O God. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. I thank you that we can run into your strong tower, O God, and be safe, O God. Lord, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you allow us to dwell in safety. In the name of Jesus, set us in safety from them who puffeth us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let us dwell in our land safely, O God. Lead us safely, and we will not fear, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the sea overwhelm the enemies, O God. In the name of Jesus, the enemies of our souls, let us lie down and rest in safety, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we will dwell in safety. Nothing shall make us afraid. In Jesus' name, keep us as the apple of your eye. Hide us under the shadow of your almighty wings, O God. We will trust in the covert of your wings. In the shadow of your wings will we trust. Be our covert from the storm and the rain in Jesus' name. Be our covert from the wind and the tempest in Jesus' name. Cover our heads in the day of battle, O God. Cover us with the shadow of your hand, O God, in the name of Jesus. Cover us with your feathers, O God. Be our defense and our refuge, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Defend and deliver us in Jesus' name. Let your glory be our defense, O God, in the name of Jesus. Defend us, O God, from those who rise up against us in America, especially in Newtown, Connecticut, in the name of Jesus. Defend those who rose up. Defend us from those who rose up against those, against us, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are our shield and a hiding place, O God. Hide the children, O God, under the shadow of your almighty wings. Lord, surround us and our families with your shield and protection, Father God. In the name of Jesus, let your truth be our shield, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you are our sun and our shield. Lord, you are our shield and exceeding great reward. We will not be afraid for the 10,000 that have set themselves against us, because you are our shield, O God. In the name of Jesus, you are a strong tower from the enemy, O God. In the name of Jesus, and we bless and honor you today. We thank you as never before, Father God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just honor your presence as never before. Teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Lord, you are great. You are the Almighty God. Stand up for our help. Lord, we are your end-time warriors. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Oh, Father, we praise you this morning. We bless and we honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus. Well, welcome and good morning to Bible Storyland this morning. Today is Joyful Praise Day. We have much to be thankful for. God has given us abundant life. even though that murderous demon has risen his head up again. He rose it up in 9/11. He rose it up in different situations against our children. And we are saddened by what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. So we come today to lift up the name of Jesus. We call on him as a battler. God is a great battler, and he is a shepherd, and he will revenge. He will take revenge on those who take revenge on us, so far on his children. So today, we come today to lift up the name of the Most High God. Today, Father God, we ask you to have your way on Bible Storyland. Have your way as never before, Father God, in Jesus' name. We come to honor you. We come to thank you, O God, thanking you that you are Lord, thanking you that you are Savior, thanking that you are King of kings, O God, in the name of Jesus. And it's nothing impossible to you, O God. We thank you that it was no surprise to you what happened to the children yesterday. O God, we may not understand your ways, O God, but we embrace your ways. We accept you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We accept you as Lord. We accept you as Savior. We accept you as King, in the mighty name of Jesus. We still have much to be thankful for. Oh God, we thank you that you saved many people from the wrath, oh God, that happened yesterday in Newtown, Connecticut, Sandy Hook Elementary School, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, oh God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We lift up the name of Jesus this morning, and we say, have your way, oh God, have your way. Have your way, Father God. And Father God, we call upon you, Heavenly Father. We call you as Lord. We call on you as Shepherd. We call on you, Father God, as the Almighty. Come quick, oh God. Stand up for the help of your people all over America, all over the nation, especially in Newtown, Connecticut, oh God. Hold not your peace, O God, of our praise in the name of Jesus. Plead the cause, O Lord, of the people in Newtown, Connecticut, O God. We ask you, Lord, to take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for their help, O God. Those who lost loved ones in Newtown, Connecticut at Sandy Hook Elementary School, O God. Lord, our heart is sad, and we cry out for the families of those 20 children and 7 adults who lost their lives, those innocent people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let them be confounded and put to shame that was seeking after their souls and that seek after our souls in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, have mercy on the people in Newtown, Connecticut, Father God. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devised their hurt of your people. Let the angel of the Lord chase them, O God. Let their way be dark and slippery, Father God. Let the angel of the Lord persecute them, O God, in the name of Jesus. For without cause they hid a net for your people, O God, in a pit which without cause they dig for the souls of your people in Newtown, Connecticut, O God. Let destruction come upon them unawares, O God. Let the net that they hid catch them, and let destruction fall upon them. Help your people in Newtown, Connecticut, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Comfort the people, O God, in Newtown, Connecticut, Father God. We bind the hand of the enemy who's trying to kill our innocent children, O God. We bind fear. We bind depression. We bind oppression, suppression. We bind up shootings and murders and violence against our children in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for running that tormenting demon out of our land, out of our homes, out of our schools. Make our schools safer places like the airports, oh God. The airports are safe places to be in because, Father God, they have a safety protection plan for people coming and going in the airport. Let them have a safety protection plan in set in order for our children, oh God. Our children are our seed. Our children are our posterity, oh God. Oh, let us have a safety net in plan, a safety plan for our children, Father God. So we thank you today for what you're doing and you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have a great, mighty woman of God on from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Pastor Bernadette Gantling. She's going to lead us in a prayer for our children of the nation, especially those that were in Newtown, Connecticut. Good morning, Pastor Gantling.
Good morning, darling. How are you?
Oh, our hearts are saddened by what happened. But
yes.
I thank God that you came on. You know, the Lord allowed you to come on and pray for those families.
Yes. We do bless the Lord. We know that God is still almighty. We know that he is still great. And we know that the enemy is raging. However, we know that God is greater than the enemy. We know that God has a plan and a purpose for life. And we just petition him this morning for his grace and his mercy. We pray for the families, Lord God, that are concerned. Lord God, we pray for their comfort. Lord God, we pray for their stability, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that their heart, Lord God, even though they're in sorrow, that you, God, would anoint them with the oil of joy this morning, that you would anoint them, Lord God, to be able to go on, Lord God, as they prepare, Lord God, for the homegoing of their children and other loved ones, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for their mental ascent, that they will be able, Lord God, to go on, because many, Lord God, get, God, just stuck, Lord God, in grief. But God, we ask you, Lord God, that you would lift them up, oh God. We pray, Lord God, for their comfort. God, we pray, Lord God, for the entirety of that community, Lord God, in Connecticut, Lord God. We pray for the heart, Lord God, of the children, Lord God, who survive. God, the brothers and the sisters, the friends, Lord God, the classmates, oh God, that they would not live in fear, Lord God, that they would not, Lord God, be so afraid that they can't come outside, that they can't go about their normal business. They can't be children. But God, we pray, Lord God, that you would anoint them and set angels to encamp around them, Lord God, and fill them, Lord God, with courage, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, not only for them, but God, for all of our children throughout the universe, oh God, that you would protect, that you would send angels to encamp around them. Lord God, that you would feed them, Lord God, manna from heaven. Lord God, that you would help us as parents, Lord God, to be more aware of our surroundings. And God, that you would help us in our minds, Lord God, that this type of tragedy would not happen again, Lord God, that whatever was in that person's mind, Lord God, would not be in the mind of another individual, Lord God, whatever it was upset about, whatever it was, God, driving him, and we know that the enemy is at the base of driving people, and so God, we pray, Lord God, for salvation throughout the universe. God, we pray, Lord God, that we would all begin to realize the value of salvation, realize the value of the blood of Jesus Christ. Realize the value of being reconciled back to you, Father. We ask you, Lord God, in the God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you, Lord God, would comfort throughout the land, Lord God, because this didn't just happen. It happened there, but it is reverberating, Lord God. The sorrow, Lord God, is throughout our nation, throughout our world, oh God. God, and we ask you, Lord God, to send forth your comforting joy, Lord God. Send forth, Lord God, your anointing, Lord God, to heal. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that there would be no retaliation at the family of the person who did this, Lord God. Lord God, that just your comfort, Lord God, I keep hearing your spirit say your comfort, Lord God, that your comfort would take over in our nation, Lord God. Take over, Lord God, in Newport, Connecticut, Lord God. Take over, Lord God. And God, we pray that you would give us some sense of the matter, Lord God. God, something, God, that would help us, Lord God, to understand, Lord God. God, we know that death comes, and it comes, God, in various forms, but God, this is so painful, not just for the people there, not just for the families, but for us as people, Lord God, that it is so painful that an individual would take out this many young children, Lord God. Death in itself, Lord God, a person shooting other people regardless of their age, but God, for a child, God, who has not even lived their life, and God, we ask you, Lord God, to help us to make sense, Lord God. God, to find confidence in knowing you. Those of us that know you, help us, Lord God, to be confident that we can comfort others, oh God. And God, we just thank you for just your spirit. We ask you, Lord God, that you would move, Lord God, on Coretta's God radio show, Lord God, that you would move, Lord God, in understanding, wisdom, knowledge. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that whoever brings forth the word today would bring it forth with power and simplicity. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for children, Lord God, that I'm reminded of Coretta said to me to pray for children, Lord God, of the world, those children that are being abused, are being used, Lord God. So, Lord, again, today I lift those children up to you, Lord God. Those children, Lord God, who work in salt mines and die for coral, off coral reefs, and God, those that work in sweatshops, and those that are being left at home alone, those that are not being cared for by the caretaker, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would send angels to encamp around them, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that God, as adults, Lord God, we learn to nurture our children, Lord God, in the admonition of the Lord, that we learn, Lord God, to seek your face. We learn as parents, Lord God, to do, God, what's good and just, and we walk humbly before you, that we be the examples that our children can see, Lord God, that they would know there is a God and that you care, Lord God, and that Jesus has died for us, oh God, and Jesus has risen, Lord God, with all power, and he sits at the right hand of the Father. God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit this morning, and we give you the praise and the glory for all things working together for our good. And God, I pray, Lord God, for those families, God, who do not have the income, Lord God, for the home going, God, that the finances would be given to them, oh God, and God, that they do the right thing, Lord God. I just give you praise and glory, God, in this season, Lord God, we pray for joy, peace, Lord God, and we just thank you that your word declares that if we, God, touch and agree concerning anything, you would do it, and if we come to you, you would in no wise cast us out. So God, we tell you thank you for hearing and answering prayer, and we give you the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you so much, Pastor Gantler, for coming on and praying for the children and their families of Newtown, Connecticut, and the children and their families of the world. We appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule. You have a blessed and a God-filled day as you go forth and do as the Lord is leading you.
Well, we bless you. And I just thank you for the opportunity to pray. I count it a privilege and an opportunity, and I pray that something that was said through me by the Holy Spirit would not only comfort those families, but would comfort those that are on your line today. And as you say, I got a busy one today. I'm on my way to Pastor Lumpkin's women's conference at our church today. So I'm the only one with a key, so I got to get there before everybody else.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But if you have time, I hope to see you there later on today.
All right. Thank God for you.
And I thank God for each and every one of you on the line. You all be greatly, immensely, powerfully, and effectively blessed. In Jesus' name.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm holler at you later.
All right. God bless
all right.
you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Love you all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we just thank you, oh, God, that you are a great God. And, Father, we thank you that you knew about the situation in Newport, Connecticut, even in Newtown, Connecticut, even before it occurred. It was no surprise to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, as I read a prayer from Apostle Kim's book called Prayer Against the Spirit of Death, oh, God, we thank you for hearing and receiving our prayer. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we curse the spirit of death over our cities, over our families. Father God, we curse the spirit of death over our cities, from our families, and off of our lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked. We call out the names of the strong men of death and pull their strongholds down. Azareel, Uriel, Samuel, Grim Ripper, Lethal, Father Time, Osirias, Hel, Azamana, Shemel, Thanatos, Kalma, Hades. The assignment of death is broken off of all of us in America and all our future generations, which includes death through sickness and disease, domestic violence, violent crimes, crib debt, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion and miscarriages, terrorism, empty shell assaults, freak accidents, gang violence and initiations, hijackings, robberies, burglaries, occult sacrifices, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and other organized crimes, generational curses of infirmity and sickness, abuse of the weak and innocent. We declare that none of these will have any power over us ever in Jesus' name. We confess Psalm 68:20 that escape from death comes from the sovereign Lord. We declare that the Lord will not we declare that the Lord has not given us over to death. Psalms 118:18. God, we thank you that we have found wisdom that breeds life, according to Proverbs 8:35. We have the favor of God over our lives because we love wisdom and will not court death. We agree with Proverbs 12:28 that life is the way of moral and spiritual prosperity, and in its path there is no death. The word of the Lord in Proverbs 10:2 declares that the treasures of the wicked profit nothing, but the righteous are delivered from death. We are delivered from death. Our spouses are delivered from death. Our families are delivered from death. Our seed is delivered from death. Death has no victory over our lives. There is no sting. The spirit of death is bound, and the spirit of life is loosed. We will live a full, abundant life. We will live and not die. The law of wisdom has caused us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. We will not walk in the way that seem right but lead to death. Proverbs 14:12. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love people. 1 John 3:14. Those who are drawn to death are far from us. Our households are not houses that are away of hell and chambers of death. Proverbs 7:27. Our feet do not lead to death. Proverbs 5:5. Because we love wisdom, we do not have a covenant with death. Proverbs 8:36. Because we do not pursue evil, death is not our portion. We are delivered from the messengers of death. Proverbs 16:24. We have passed from death to life because we love each other. In the name of Jesus. And we understand that no hate is to abide in the spirit of death. 1 John 3:14. The fumes that have ignited the airways for the spirit of death to flow are fallen to the ground. They are under our feet and have been sucked back into the pits of hell. Atmospheric death is cursed to the roots, to its roots. The ruach of the Holy Spirit has blown it away. The scent of revival is in the air, and restoration is released unto us seven times. The gates of hell, death, and the grave shall not prevail against any city in the United States or in the world. There is life and death in the power of our tongues, and we will use the life of our tongue to displace the spirit of death. We will speak manifold life, abundant life, in the name of Jesus. 100-fold life in Jesus' name. Death is swallowed up in victory. Our righteousness delivers us from death. Proverbs 10:2. There is no death in the way of righteousness. The law of the wise is a foundation of life and cause us to depart from the snares of death. The law of the wise is a fountain of life that causes us to depart from the snares of death. Proverbs 13:14. Though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. The terror that comes by night has been overthrown. Lalitho has been cast back into her hole. We serve the God of salvation, and the issues of death belong to him. Though the Lord chasten us sorely, he has not given us unto death. Psalms 118:18. He has given us the keys over death, hell, and the grave. We walk in the victory in our city and every surrounding county. Our borders are blessed and cannot be cursed by the infiltration of death spirits. We believe every word that has been spoken and believe that the manifestation of the power of those words will be assigned to our city that shall cause the government and the media to know that Jesus is Lord. As a result, many souls will be saved. Amen and amen. Well, we welcome you again to Bible Storyland. We thank God that you were able to come on with us this morning, and we are saddened much by the destruction that came forth quickly at Newtown, Connecticut, at Sandy Hook Elementary School, and even in the home of the woman whose son killed her and killed himself. But we thank God that he takes vengeance on those who take vengeance on his people. God's word says that if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. So he will heal our land. In Jesus' holy name, we thank the Lord for touching the hearts and minds of all those families in Newtown, Connecticut. We thank you, O Lord, for hearing their cries, their inner cries, for healing their wounds, O God, those deep wounds that were inflicted on them yesterday. O Father God, comfort the entire city of Newtown, Connecticut, O Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over every person in Newtown, Connecticut, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch every child in that city, O God, as never before. Touch every adult in that city as never before. Remove fear, remove anger, remove nightmares, and our children all over the from our children all over the world, O God. We bind up hate crimes against our children all over the world. We bind terrorist attacks against our children. We keep our children safe from all tactics, all cunning ways of the devil. Our children all over the world are in a safe place in you, O God. Keep our children safe, O God. We honor you as Almighty. We agree with your plan for Newtown, Connecticut. We ask you, Lord, for supernatural protection over Newtown, Connecticut, and over all the world. We thank you that you are our shepherd, our protector, and provider, O God. Provide peace, O God, in the name of Jesus. Provide safety for our cities all over America and throughout the world, O God. We cover our children with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for preparing us for what's to come. Every concern, that the lost loved ones in Connecticut, that they have, O God. We leave it at your feet, O God. Your yoke is easy. Your burden is light, O God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you for standing up for their help, removing shock and fear from them, O God. We are weeping with those as they mourn the loss of those who died in the shooting on yesterday. So, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We're going to open up the line this morning. Anyone who has some, something short and quick that you want to say that, you know, you may be feeling about what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, you can press 1, and we'll allow you to speak for just a minute. Just a minute. So you can press 1 now. Okay, all is quiet. No one has anything they want to say. You know, like I said, our hearts are saddened about what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. But you know what? We're still praising God. We're not forgetting our God. We're still praising him as never before. We're still obeying our God. And as I said before, today is joyful praise. We're still praising the one on the throne. He has a plan, even for Newtown, Connecticut. He has a plan for Florida. He has a plan for Alabama. He has a plan for Mississippi. He has a plan for Washington State. He has a plan for North Carolina, South Carolina. He has a plan for Tennessee. He has a plan for Georgia. He has a plan for every city throughout the nation. He has a plan. And you know what? His plans supersede the enemy's plans. What God allow, I embrace. He allows certain things for a reason. We may not understand his ways, but I accept his ways. He has a reason. You know, we don't understand the story of Job, how he allowed all these things to happen in one day with Job. He said, "Have you considered my servant Job? He's perfect in all his ways." And the devil wreaked havoc on him in one day, just like he wreaked havoc on Newtown, Connecticut. We may not understand it, but God has a plan, and I embrace his plans. You know, Psalms 34 is an awesome, awesome prayer. It says, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth." Even when we're going through trials, even when we're going through troubles, even when we're going through situations in the valley, we'll still praise him all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. Our soul shall make boast of the Lord, in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. You know, we will magnify the Lord. Come and magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. He's still God on the throne, no matter what he allows to happen. And we're still grateful to him for life and life more abundantly. We're still grateful for all the children that's all over the world that still have life and abundant life. We're still grateful for the adults all over the world who woke up this morning. And we just lift up holy hands and we give all praise, all glory, all honor to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. So this morning, I want to read something to you in the Word of God in Psalm 9:11. It says, "Sing praises to the Lord, which dwell in Zion. Declare among the people his doings." Psalms 33:2, "Praise the Lord with the harp. Sing unto the Lord with the psaltery and the instruments of strings." Psalm 67:3, "Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee." Isaiah 42:12, "Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare the praise, declare his praise in the land." You know, we got to do it perpetually, all the time. Hebrews 13:15. "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifices of praise to God continually." That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We got to honor him with our whole heart. You know, fourfold reason for honoring God. 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we continually honor God this morning. And we have a mighty woman of God on from Houston, Texas, who continuously lifts the name of the Most High up. She continually gives him praise. She continually thank him. And we do too. So I thank God for Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Sister Karen. How are you this morning?
Doing good. It's a great God-filled day. And I'm going to do a love lift at me.
All right. Thank God for you. And love is lifting us up today. I love that song. Love lifted me. You know, when we couldn't even get ourselves up out the bed, God is love, and he's the one who lifts us up every day. He's the one who makes sure our body coordinates and moves the way it should. So we thank God that his love lifts us every day. Every day. So we honor God today as never before. We thank him for what he's doing and what he's going to do. So we bless the name of the Most High God, and we thank God for who he is. You know, we have another mighty woman of God on this morning from Jacksonville, Florida. Her name is Jackie Travis. And we just thank God for these mighty women of God who come on and praise God, who give him glory and honor. And, you know, we are saddened by the situation that happened in Newtown, Connecticut. And our prayers have gone on before. But you know what? We praise the name of the God of our God continuously. No matter what happens, he still deserves all the glory, all the praise. Our human minds can't even understand why God allowed such a thing to happen. But we do accept what God allows. And we thank God that he is still king. He is still almighty. And it's nothing difficult. We may not understand what happened to Job. You know, why he allowed all 10 of Job's children to die at the same time. We may not understand it, but God has a plan. And we have to accept his plan. We may not understand it, but let's embrace him. Let's praise him even more. Praise him, praise him, praise him. So good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. I'm doing great.
Amen, amen. Well, we're glad you could be on with us this morning. And we thank God for you. What you going to sing this morning?
The Shabby Old Place.
I'm sorry, what is it?
It's a Shabby Old Place.
Okay, it's a Shabby Old Place. All right.
Is my cousin on today?
No, she didn't come on yet.
Okay, all right. This is on a time difference, too. I forgot.
Okay.
Different time down there.
Yeah.
As I make my way back, I can see the little old church sitting by the red road tracks. It's just a little shabby old place. Oh. Used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah. Used to have a good time. Somebody would pitch a tent. in an open field. And folks will come from miles and miles, traveling over rocks and reels. Little shabby old place, they used to sing Amazing Grace and talk about a good time. Oh, yes, we used to have a good time. And as I make my way back, I can see that little old church sitting by the red road track. It's just a little shabby old place. We used to sing Amazing Grace and talking about a good time. Oh, yeah, we used to have a good time.
Hey, man, I'm kind of hoarse today.
Yeah, that's all right, but it was a beautiful song. It's a shabby old place where we sang Amazing Grace. And you know what? We're still singing Amazing Grace today. His grace is amazing. Even for Newtown, Connecticut, His grace is amazing. So I thank God that it was, you know, all the children at the school weren't killed, but just, you know, the 20, we're still saddened if it was just one. So I thank God for that song. It's a shabby old place. And we're thanking God for His amazing grace. Hallelujah. So if you get a chance, call your cousin. Maybe she will come on this morning. Thank you so much. Sister Jackie, we appreciate the song. Sister Karen played It's a Love Lifted Up. Love Lifted Us. Love Lifted Us. So I thank God for both of those songs, and I thank God for both of you women of God who are faithful to come on weekly on Bible Storyland. You know, it's going on 3 years that we've been on, and these two women have been faithful to us, and so we thank God. We honor you all this morning. You, Jackie, and Sister Karen, we thank God for you. So God bless you.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to say this again. Is there anyone who would like to say anything concerning what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, your feelings about it, or, you know, something that you want to say? If not, we're moving right along. All right, this morning, you know, I'm going to read to you. Hold on 1 second. Brother David is coming on. Hold on. All right, Brother David.
Drive 13 miles.
Hey, good morning, Sister
David,
G.
You're in your car, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the way to a practice, so I won't be able to talk to you after 10, but real brief, I just want to say, you know, hopefully people just don't use this moment and remember only as long as it lasts in the mind that they live forever to make this world a better place and make it more happy because people are hurting, you know. Use whatever gift you got to represent God. You know, maybe this thing could be avoided. I know it's going to happen, but you should live your life to be positive and to make people happy. That's all I want to say this morning.
Amen. We thank you for those encouraging words, and we're still praising God right on. Thank you, Brother David. We appreciate you.
Amen.
Anybody
thank
else?
You.
Brief something you want to say concerning the situation in Newtown, Connecticut? All right. Well, this morning, you know, last week the Lord gave me Psalm 23 for today. Now, I had no idea, you know, why He was giving it to me, but He'll give me a message to bring on the radio. And I'll tell you what, it's very appropriate for today because it says, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I am never in need. Of course, this is a different version. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside peaceful waters. He renews my soul. He guides me along the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though we walk through the valley of death, because God is with us, we fear no harm. We thank you, God, that your rod and your staff gives us courage. You prepare a banquet for us while our enemies watch. You anoint our head with oil, our cup overflows. certainly goodness and mercy will stay close to us all the days of our lives, and we will remain in the Lord's house for days without end. So I thank God for his word that he gave us in Psalms 23. So that's going to be our text for today, Psalms 23. You know, the Almighty has a great plan. We may think sometimes that we are forsaken, but he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. So I'm going to read also something about Psalms 23 this morning from a leadership Bible. You know, this Bible says that, you know, the leader, God is leader as shepherd, the leader as a shepherd. And, okay, somebody else wanted to say something. Hold on real quick. Hold on. I think it's Sister Jackie. Sister Jackie, you wanted to say something?
I didn't want to interrupt. I was just coming back on the show.
Okay, no problem. I'll put you back on mute.
Okay, thank
you. All right. So this morning, you know, we thank God, the leader, our leaders are our shepherds. You know, the pastors and the fivefold ministry, they shepherd over us. No psalm has gained more admirers than Psalms 23. In it, we learn not only God's nature, but also about his leadership. David describes the Lord as a shepherd, no doubt seeing him the way, no doubt seeing him this way because of his own leadership biases. David also had been a model shepherd. Both Old and New Testaments use the term shepherd to illustrate leadership. The word communicates the love, nurture, intimacy, and spiritual care of a godly leader provides. It involves both the rod, correction, and the staff direction. Psalm 23 describes the ultimate shepherd performing several functions. The shepherd provides, the shepherd gives, and all these are like verse 1 of Psalm 23, the shepherd provides. Verse 2, the shepherd gives rest. Verse 3, he leads, confidently leads us. Verse 4, 3, he renews and restores. Verse 3, he guides and directs us. Verse 4, he protects us. Verse 5 of Psalm 23, he connects, he corrects and comforts us. Verse 5 of Psalm 23, he feeds and anoints us. Verse 6 of Psalm 23, God loves us. Verse 6, he furnishes permanent shelter for us. And it also says the leader and stress. Have you discovered the difference between problems and facts? Problems are things you can do something about. We can solve problems. Facts are things we can do nothing about. Therefore, we do well not to worry about them. We apply energy only to those things we can change. We can feel peace and act with poise because we no longer beat our heads against the unbreakable wall. Psalms 23 reminds us what God alone can control and what we can control. It distinguishes between problems and facts. It defines God as our possession, our provision, our peace, our pardon, our partner, our preparation, our praise, our paradise. So we thank God for his word in Psalms 23. And we lift the name of the Lord on high this morning. You know, in Psalms 23, this is the King James Version of the Bible, Psalms 23. So I'm going to read this in your hearing also. You know, we serve a mighty God now. Ain't no God like Jehovah. No God like our God. And as I said, this is joyful praise, and we continually, no matter what happens, even if the earth be moved, we will still praise our God. So Psalms 23, King James Version. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for thou art with us. His rod and his staff comforts us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil, our cup run over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, you know, Psalms 23:1 says the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want. A shepherd is a person who guides, who guards, and who watch over his sheep. You know, if the sheep stray, he's going to go and find them. Even if it's one, he's going to go and find them so the wolves can't devour them. He was David's guide. When David needed direction, he went to God to keep from going on the wrong path. He asked God to guide him. God also protected David from seen and unseen danger. David, you know, called on the mighty shepherd, God. He knew God was his shepherd. Even as a boy, he knew it. When he tended the sheep, God protected him, protected David as he killed the lion, as he killed the bear. And even when he killed Goliath, God was there. God's way is our way. We should embrace God's way. There's only one way, and that's God's way. That's the right way. We are God's sheep. He is a great shepherd. And I thank God that he is the only true and living shepherd. We can trust him that the wolves won't eat us up. We can trust God. He also provides for our needs, so much so that we don't have to want for anything. He supplies all our needs through his riches and glory. He gives us divine supplies. He takes excellent care of us when we allow him to do so. Psalms 23:2 says, he maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. Now, you know he's an awesome God. He is our shepherd. Not only does he supply all of our needs, he also gives us spiritual rest. You know, he's an awesome God. He created us. He knows everything concerning us, everything that we need, everything we ever going to need. He knows it already, and he's already provided for us. So all we got to do is just flow with the God. Be obedient to him. Stay in his presence. Consult the Most High God. He is God, he is King, and he is Lord. He still watches out for his people. No matter what we think, he's still on the throne. He still keeps his promises. Let's look at, you know, how he gives us spiritual rest. He gives us spiritual rest on a daily basis. He watches out for us. We're his children. And he makes sure he watches over us morning, noon, and night. He never leaves us. He doesn't forsake us. Now, he gives us divine rest, spiritual rest. In Exodus 33:14, and he will, our presence shall go before him, and he will give us rest. In Psalms 55:6, and I said, oh, that I had the wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Psalms 116:7, return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with us. He does. Isaiah 28:12, to whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, ye that would not hear, yet they would not hear. Matthew 11:29, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Hebrews 4:3. For with which ye have believed, do enter into rest. And he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they have entered into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, said the Spirit, that they may rest from their labor, and their works do follow them. Isn't that an awesome word from God? He gives us rest. And those who die in the Lord, woo, we don't have nothing to worry about. So I thank God that he keeps all of his promises to us. Do we make promises to him? Do we keep promises that we make to him? He's a mighty God, and he wants us. He wants us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. When we love each other, murder's going to cease in the land. Violence going to cease in the land. Every evil way is going to cease in the land when we love each other. In Psalm 23, verse 3 says, he restoreth our soul. He leadeth us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. God is our God. He's a God of restoration. He restores us. He knows what we need. He gives back to us what we lost. I lost everything in Katrina in one day. He gave it back to me and much, much more. So he restores. He is a divine leader. He leads us on his path, the righteous path. Don't you know God has a path? Oh, yeah. His path leads to life. His path is an eternal path. That's the right path, the righteous path. Oh, yeah, he has a path now. You may not know the way, but guess what? Even if you don't know the way, he is the way. He is the truth. He is the way. His path is an eternal path. There are all kinds of paths, all kinds of directions we can go in, but the path of righteousness is the one that we must follow. Right path. Psalm 16:11 says, thou wilt show me the path of life. Who? Who is thou? God. He's going to show us the path of life. In the presence, in his presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Forevermore. Psalm 25:10 says, all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimony. You know, when tragedy happens, we all run before the Lord. We run in his presence and we beg for mercy and we beg, we plead before him to help us, to protect us. But then after a while, you know, sometimes we forget. We quickly forget, but we got to continually stay before the Lord, not just when tragedy hits, but all the time. We got to continuously, oh, Lord, have mercy, oh, God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we call on you today. We got to continuously stay before his path, on the right path, stay before his face in the secret place. Psalms 119:35 says, make me to go in the path of thy commandments. For therein do I delight. The path of his commandments. Do we know his commandments? We got to learn to study the word. Over in Deuteronomy, it talks about his commandments. In the Old Testament, in the New Testament, it talks about his commandments. So in order to follow God, we got to know what he's talking about. We got to know his statutes, his laws, his commandments. We got to know that his word says, in Deuteronomy 6:5, that we are to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Proverbs 2:9 says, then shall thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. Proverbs 4:11, I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in right path. We serve an awesome God now. There are wrong paths also. So do not stray off of God's path. Let him shepherd you so he could keep you on the path. You know, we could just get rid of God as shepherd. We can just stray off the path, and when he comes to get us, we can just say, uh-uh, we don't want to go that way. Don't be stubborn and rebellion. Stubbornness is as the sin of witchcraft. Rebellion, I'm sorry, is as the sin of witchcraft. We don't want to be rebellious against our God. You know, I bind up that angry spirit to say, Lord, why you let that happen? We ain't going to serve you no more. I bind that up in the name of Jesus. We say, no, no matter, even if the earth fall off, if we all fall off the earth, we're still going to praise him. No matter what, he says we should praise him. No matter what happens, we should still praise him. We must stay focused and stay on his path, the righteous path, the plain path. Psalms 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not have death itself, but walk through the valley. You ever walked in a place and you just felt the presence of evil all around you? That's the valley of the shadow of death. You knew something wasn't right, and so you turned around and got on out of there. So he was with you then. He was leading you on the right path. He was leading and guiding and directing you. When you feel something, you know, you got to move on it. You got to say, Lord, I thank you for warning me to stay on your path. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, you know, his word says he is a divine protector. He is. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, because his rod and his staff, what do? They comfort us. And, you know, many times we're going through things and we say, oh, Lord, have mercy, oh God. Lord, we run in his presence when we're going through something. But when we're on the mountaintop, sometimes we forget him. So when the valley process comes, we have to remember our God. In the valley, on the mountaintop, when things are going good, when all things are going so great, you know, our children are fine, our families are going fine, we have money in the bank, you know, it looks like a sunny day outside. You know, sometimes we forget God. But we got to remember who he is. We got to remember who God is. We can't forget him. He thinks of us every day. He keeps us in the palm of his almighty hand. He does everything for his children. So I thank God that he keeps us in his thoughts. Now, you know, he made promises to us. And one thing about God, he ain't no man. He don't lie. He keeps his promises. He gives us divine protection. Listen to 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth thou shalt have wars. So he protects his children. Psalms 34:7. The angel of the Lord encamp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Look at that. He gives us angels to be around us, to encamp around us. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome. I can't thank God enough for those angels that he put around us. Psalms 91:4 says, he shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. He's an awesome God. Psalms 125:2. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is around about his people from henceforth forevermore. He's not just around us today. He's around us throughout eternity, forever. Luke 21:18 says, be therefore, but there shall not be an hair of your head perish. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. That's just how much he protects us. He watches over us. He looks out for us. So we got to give him praise and thanksgiving. Today is joyful praise. We have much to be thankful for, much to be joyful for. He woke us up this morning. Yes, there are some people all over the world who didn't wake up this morning. We're mindful of the people in Newtown, Connecticut. But we're also mindful that the Lord is still on the throne and that he wants us to praise him, to give him glory, no matter what happens, to continually praise him. So I thank God for what he's doing this morning on behalf of his people. He's moving mightily. He's not in stop position. He's moving mightily on behalf of his children, even when we're not aware of it. Psalms 23:5. Let's read Psalms 23:5. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our head with oil. Our cup runs over. Now, you know what? God gives us spiritual feast. He said he prepared a table before us while the enemies, our enemies, his enemies, watch. Say, okay, Job, you know, you took what the devil threw at you. You still perfect? When the devil came at Job like that, he shaved his head and he got on his face and praised the Almighty God. And he was grateful to God. He said, can I take evil as well as good at the hand of God? So he received what was going on, and he continually praised God. He continually, even when his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? You don't have to keep suffering. Just curse him and die. You don't have to keep going through all of this. Your body is all covered with all of this stuff here. He's boiled. Curse God and die. And Job said, no, I will honor, I will praise, I will give him glory all the days of my life. And even when Job's friends came and he said, okay, Job, what did you do? You had to do something for God to bring this, allow this to come upon you. But guess what? Job was innocent. He was perfect in all his ways. And he forgave his friends. He forgave those who came against him. He blessed them. And God turned the situation around. He gave him 10 more children. He gave him a new place to live in. He gave him everything. He gave him double for his trouble. So God will do the same thing for us. He's no respecter of persons. He's a good God. He's a faithful God. And, you know, today my heart is full. And I praise him. And I thank him for what he does on our behalf. So please excuse me. I'm just so full at the goodness of God, at how he continues to give us mercy in spite of the fact when we come against him, he still prepares a table for us so our enemies can watch. And he said in Psalms 45:7, thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, had anointed us with the oil of gladness above our friends, above our fellows. Our cup runneth over. He gives us a superabundance of everything we need. And the last verse is in Psalm 23 and verse 6. And it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so I thank God that we can dwell in his house forever. And you know what? Forever means forever. It don't mean 10,000 years. It don't mean 100,000 years. It means forever. There's no limit no limit. We can dwell in his house forever. So, you know, the goodness of God surrounds us. The goodness of God surrounds us daily, daily, daily. His goodness surrounds us. You know, in Psalms 25:8, good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he will teach sinners his way. Psalms 33:5, he loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Psalms 34:8, O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Nahum 1:7, the Lord is good. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Matthew 19:7, and he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. Romans 2:4, or despisest thou the riches of the goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, and knowing the goodness of God leadeth to repentance. So I thank God for his goodness. God is our shepherd. Let's allow him to shepherd us daily. Focus on God, and let's not follow our own understanding. God loves us, and he is a mighty God. He is the shepherd of all shepherds who leads us. But we must be willing to follow. That's the key. We must be willing to follow God. So I thank God today for all that he's doing. So, you know, God wants everyone to be saved. All those in Newtown, Connecticut who are not saved, we ask for salvation for them today. Is there anyone online with us today who's not saved? Press 1. Who wants to be saved? All right, looks like everybody is saved. That's on with us today. Anybody backslidden? Proverbs 14:14 says, I'm sorry, before I move on to backslidden, let me read for you Romans 10:9. For anybody who may be listening who may not be saved, believing that Christ died for us and rose again and will save completely all who come to God through him. And now we receive him as our personal Savior and confess him as Lord and Master. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. So I thank God for his word. And, you know, we can fall back. Even though we're saved, we can become unsaved. We backslide. He says he's married to the backslider, but he don't want us to stay in a backslidden condition forever. He wants us to recognize that, oh, my God, I haven't talked to my father today. Oh, my God, God told me to do this, and I was disobedient. Oh, my God, I ain't read the word, and I don't know when. I ain't studied the word, and I don't know when. That's backslidden. You know what? I did this, and I did that against God. That's backslidden. So he wants us to repent. So, Father God, I repent for any backsliding condition in me or others on Bible Storyland. And, Father God, help us to recognize when we've slid, when we've come off the path of you who is our shepherd. So I thank God today. The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. That's in Proverbs 14:14. Well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. Press 1 if you need prayer. Press 1. Jackie, I'm going to put you back on live so you can hear if you need to speak or say something. All right, so I want to... Hello? Jackie?
Yes.
You want to make a request for prayer?
Yes. I want you to pray for my family, pray for my Aunt Valerie that's not feeling well, getting short of breath. And hopefully we can get a pacemaker and, you know, fix that.
Okay.
And my other auntie that needs 2 hearing aids in Cincinnati, Aunt Lou.
And my cousin, she's going to be preaching in the morning. Donna, that's the reason why she couldn't come on. She's working on a sermon.
Okay.
And she has a prayer. She has to do a prayer for her, one of the pastors in our town that had killed himself. I don't know what happened there. But it's Pastor Drew. Pray for his family. All of my cousins went to his church. And so Donna and them, they all knew him. You know, he was a real happy-go-lucky type guy. So my sisters and them said they really didn't understand what happened, but we never will understand. So that's just one of those things. And just pray for his family and pray for my husband for his healing and pray for our safety as we get on the road. We're going home after
all
Christmas,
right?
The weekend, we're going home to see our family. We love to go home. We love to go home. His auntie's going to be 75 years old. We're going to her birthday party celebration in Champaign, Illinois. And we just need you all to pray for our safety and pray for our health and pray for my husband's healing. And definitely pray for all of my senior citizens, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, Sister Jackie. Anybody else need prayer? Press 1. Press 1 if you need prayer.
Okay, I need prayer.
Okay.
Yes, I got some friends that, I got a friend that is part of my chat line. His mother's not doing well. She's been short of breath. And we need to pray for his mom.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Karen. I'm writing these things down as we speak right now. Anybody else?
It's me again.
Okay.
Pray for my daughters, the one in college, and my other daughter with her diabetes. Pray that the Lord takes that away from her.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Thank you. All right. Anybody else? Prayer. Spread time. Press 1 if you need prayer. Well, Father God, we just thank you, oh God, that you are a mighty God, you're an awesome King, and there's no God like you, Jehovah. Father, we pray for salvation all over the land, all over America, in every city, every state throughout the nation, in Connecticut, in Maryland, in Tennessee, in Nebraska, in Florida, in Washington State, in Georgia, in Alabama, in New York, New Jersey, South Carolina, North Carolina, every state throughout the nation, oh God. We ask you for salvation, oh God, that people will call on the name of Jesus, and that they would be saved in great numbers, and that they would be saved throughout their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you that people will begin to confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, and that they will believe in their heart that you, God, raised Jesus from the dead. And I thank you that they will be saved because your word is true in Jesus' name. So we thank you for salvation, mass salvation. We thank you for healing and deliverance taking forth throughout the world, Father God. We thank you for your holy presence in the name of Jesus throughout the world, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for removing oppression, suppression, and depression from your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all that you're doing in this hour for your people, Father God, in Jesus' name. We lift up Sister Jackie, oh God, and her family, Father. We thank you for our faithfulness to you. Thank you for our faithfulness on Bible Storyland. We ask you, Lord, for unity and love in our family, Father God. We lift up our Aunt Valerie, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for her healing, oh God. We lift up our Aunt Lou, and we thank you for a hearing aid provided for her, Father God. We lift up Sister Donna, who usually come on and sing in Paducah, Kentucky, oh God. We thank you for her bringing forth your word. We thank you, Father, for the preparation you're doing on the inside of her. We thank you, Father God, that through the preparation, you would lead her in the name of Jesus and keep her on the path of righteousness. I thank you for the word that you're downloading in her to bring for your people on tomorrow, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that she won't even look at their faces, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, you said beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. I thank you, Father God, for the anointing on her life that would destroy the yokes and bondages of people that she, as she brings forth the word on tomorrow, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the healing to take place as people, as she brings forth your word, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional healing, oh God. We thank you for safe travel for Sister Jackie as she and her family travel to their hometown, oh God, in Jesus' name. We lift up the aunt who will be turning 75 years old, oh God, and we pray abundant life on her, life and more abundantly. We thank you for Jackie's husband's healing, Father God. You are a great healer, oh God. Send the word and heal him. Send the word and heal her daughter of diabetes. Correct their diets, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, oh God, that they won't have to take any medication. In the name of Jesus, that their bodies will be healed because you are the great and mighty physician, oh God, and they're depending upon you as never before. I bind up pharmakia. They will not depend upon medications, oh God, but they will depend upon you, the great and mighty physician, the great healer, oh God. You heal them by your stripes, oh God. So we thank you, oh God. We thank you that this sickness will not come upon them again. We thank you that you heal and cure. I lift up her daughter in college. I thank you for protection and safety as she's away at school, even when she travels and when she comes home. I thank you, oh God, for protection for our young people, for our children, oh God, throughout the land, throughout the nation. Have your way in Jesus' name. We repent, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every way in us that's causing any problems with our children, oh God. When we've not been in place praying for our children like we should, help us, oh God. Forgive us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal our land, oh God. We repent, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am, the physician of all physicians. We light your breath, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Breathe your breath upon people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that have shortness of breath. Karen's friend's mother, oh God. People in Jackie's family that may have shortness of breath. In our families, in our church families that have shortness of breath. We thank you for breathing on us, oh God. Breathing your breath throughout our bodies. We're depending on you, oh God, for a strong breath that we will breathe. Heal our lungs, oh God. Heal the bronchial tubes, oh God. Heal and allow any constrictions to be moved, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up that enemy that touches our body in the name of Jesus, and we loose your mighty healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We say that we walk in divine health and healing. We claim it now in the name of Jesus. We say that we are healthy in the name of Jesus. Your word says, oh God, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you today that we are prospering in health and in soul, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor belong to you. You are our King. You are our Lord. You are our Shepherd. And Father, we ask you for protection over our children, over our families. We ask you to put in place our action plan in the schools like they have in the airports, oh God, in the name of Jesus, so that our children are protected. Just no one can come into the school without, Father God, proper identification and proper, even if they have to pat them down, oh God, wave that wand over them to check for to see if they have any guns or ammunition, oh God. Don't let anybody just come in the schools, oh God. Even if they see them every day, oh God. I remember my father used to tell me, even if somebody that we know come to the house every day, don't let them in. So, Father God, even if they're known in the schools, don't let them in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even if they're known in the workplaces, don't let them in. And, Father God, we pray against that suicide spirit. We bind up suicide right now in the name of Jesus. And everyone who's committed suicide, we lift up their families, oh God. And we speak life, 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 abundant life over our children, even over those adults. Oh God, we bind up that evil spirit that would tell people, you're not useful no more. You're not needed no more. You're not even loved. We bind that spirit up and we loose the spirit of love. We loose the spirit of Psalms 23. Yea, though we walk through the valley of shadow of death, we will fear no evil because the Lord is with us. He is our shepherd and we shall not want. We shall not want for peace because he is the peacemaker. Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. So we bless you today, oh God, and we thank you for what you're doing. We cover our children with the blood. We cover our cities in America with the blood. We cover our children all over the world, families all over the world with the blood of Jesus. And Satan, we say the blood of Jesus is against you. No weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. You are a coward. You are a coward, killing innocent children. Killing innocent children. You are a coward. In the name of you, you are a bully, killing innocent children. We bind you up, and we send you back to the pits of hell. And all of your demons, we send them back. Father, you said if we cry unto you, even our enemies will turn back. So turn our enemies back in America. Turn our enemies back in the world. And Father, we repent again before you. Have mercy on us. We're human, oh God. You are divine. You are a shepherd. And we shall not want. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. All right, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. I appreciate you. God loves you. I love each of you. I appreciate you coming on. God loves you so much. I can't begin to tell you how much. I don't even know myself how great his love is. But I thank God that he loves us. He keeps us in the palm of his hand. So I thank you for coming on weekly and supporting us. I'm grateful for each of you. And remember, it is important that each of us obey God, that we study his word, that we obey his word, that we spend time in the secret place. I can't tell you enough how important it is that we spend time with the Most High God, that we study daily to show ourselves approved. Let God know that we are grateful to him. He is our Lord. He is our shepherd. I look forward to speaking to you on Thursday at 5 p.m. on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies. And next Saturday will be Children's Day on Bible Storyland. The call-in number, 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love y'all.